You're listening to episode 27. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. This is the podcast all about pouring the labor, care, and study into the roles that God has given us as wives, moms, women, and His children. It is meant to inspire us to be living with passion, intention, beauty, and delight in the everyday moments right where we're at. I'm your hostess, Mackenzie Monroe from boldturquoise.com and cultivatingthelovely.com, along with the Cultivating the Lovely morning show on Periscope, which I am so excited to tell you guys has been going strong again for 3 whole weeks. As I mentioned in the last podcast episode, we have different themes for each day that go everywhere from just real life to crunchy fun stuff on Fridays and everything in between with homemaking, a little homeschooling, and faith mixed in. So I hope that you'll be able to join me over there at Bold Turquoise. Before we get started with this episode, though, I do want to mention and apologize for some wonky sound things happening with my microphone. I'm so sorry if I sound off in the distance, and I promise it'll be better in the future. But let's get down to business. On today's episode of the podcast, I have one of my favorite little artists. Her name is Allie Brown. I found Allie on YouTube when I was looking at stuff for my planner and just fun art tutorials, and she is just so much fun, you guys. She's super real, super authentic, and she has an amazing way of intersecting faith with art, and I think you guys are going to love to hear her story. So without further ado, here's Allie. Okay, welcome, Allie.
Hi.
I am so excited to have you on the show. I've actually been wanting to have you on for a really long time because I think that my listeners and my viewers are just going to love you.
Oh, thank you. I'm really excited to be on.
Yeah, well, as I was telling you earlier when we were just talking, I just think you're so authentic and you're just so much fun and you're a goofball and you're just not afraid to be real. And I think we really need that, especially on social media. And I know that that's what a lot of people appreciate about my ridiculous Periscope stuff. So I am just so excited to have like a fellow real woman on the show.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited. I love it.
So why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself and your family and where you could be found online?
Okay. So my name is Allie Brown, and I have a husband and 2 children, and my husband and I have been married for 14 years. And we actually got married. Well, I was in high school and we were engaged.
Wow.
And I had babies. Yeah. Super early had babies. I had them 14 months apart.
Whoa.
So yeah, it was kind of just like a whirlwind those first few years.
Yeah.
And only until a little later was I able to kind of, you know, cause I was on baby mode for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I was able to kind of go back to my creative stuff, because they were my first ministry and priority. And so we actually are ministers, and we run a house of prayer in San Antonio, Texas. And we've been doing that for a little over 2 years.
That's awesome. And you guys are kind of heading into a transition with that a little bit, right?
Yeah, we need our own building. We had been in this church with another ministry kind of partnering for a couple years, and we both basically just outgrew the same building. It's a really good thing.
Yeah.
And so we have transitioned to another building just temporarily until we can get our own place. And my family is moving because I've been living in the church for over 2 years.
Wow.
Which has been very interesting and challenging.
Yeah.
And sure. We're going to be moving soon to an apartment.
Especially because you guys are homeschoolers. So I can only imagine. I mean, you're there all the time. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. There's no privacy at all.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Once you have kids, I'm wondering if that word exists anymore anyway.
Yeah.
So where can people find you online? Like tell everyone a little bit about what you do on the internet.
Okay. I forgot. I have a little bit of a scroll syndrome or whatever. Okay. So totally I'm online. I have an Instagram, and my handle is Allie Brownie. And then I am on YouTube as well. And I just got a Facebook, but like a page or whatever, but I'm not really good about checking it. But I really am more active on Instagram and YouTube.
That's awesome. And what do you put out there for everybody to see?
Oh, goodness. I guess I would say I'm like a journaling person, art, journaling and art, a little bit of planning, just a whole bunch of art. I don't know, a bunch of stuff. I'm kind of a jack of all trades and master of just a couple. That's it. But I also have a couple of my original songs on there from an EP that we did last year. And let's see. I think that's about it.
So that's kind of how I found Allie, is I have become a YouTube junkie since becoming a planner girl about 2 years ago. And I really love, though, the more artistic side of planning and journaling and even just like our spaces. We talk about that a lot on Cultivating the Lovely, how it's important to make things attractive and pleasant because then you want to be engaged with them. And so right. I was totally inspired by Allie because she's just got such a beautiful way of doing her planning and adding just splashes of color. And just even seeing your journey of art, you've been learning so much and trying new things and sharing it with all of us. It's been so much fun to watch.
Thanks. Yeah, I am just an art baby, and that's it. I am a planner nerd for sure at heart, and I'm just learning that I've only been doing the art for maybe like a year or something like that.
Well, it's been so fun to really see how it's been developing for you, and then you have a big new development that you are on Jane Davenport's team for her new,
yes!
All her supplies.
I'm so excited. It's so awesome.
Jane Davenport, for those of you guys who don't know, she's an amazing artist, and you just have to go Google her, look her up on YouTube.
Yeah, you'll fall in love.
But
yeah,
she has
she's
a whole
amazing.
Brand new line of stuff at Michael's, and Allie just did an unboxing video, and it was so much fun because she got the whole line, and she was just mm-hmm. so excited about the whole thing.
Yes, I am blessed and highly favored.
It was so much fun to watch. So I did want to ask you a little bit about that. We'll kind of come back to like your YouTube journey in a minute. But that is one thing that I've seen over this course of a year and a half of you. It's been about a year and a half that you've been on YouTube, right?
Yeah, so I think it was about July of 2000, I think it was 14, I think.
Oh, okay. So a little bit longer.
I think. Or was it 2015? I can't remember. It's been
somewhere
a year
around.
And a half.
Okay.
You probably know better than me.
Yeah, because I've stalked your YouTube channel. But, okay, so for the last year and a half, let me, like, inform you of what you've been up to.
Yes.
I've seen so much of you growing, and you've been saying that you've been taking a lot of classes along the way. So can you tell people kind of, like, why you felt that's important, how you found the classes, and how your art has been developing through that?
Sure. I believe with all my heart that we were created to create. That's how the Lord built us. He is a master creator, and he created us to create. So when we don't create, it's like constipation for the soul. And so you really should be doing some sort. And a lot of people are like, well, I'm not creative, but you are. You just don't know how to express that. And so a lot of people are creative with like systems. They like to create systems if they don't feel like they're artsy. A lot of people can be creative with their time. There's just so many ways to be creative other than music and art and photography. So I have expressed myself in song and music and photography. And so I really was like, man, I really feel like being drawn to the color and the drawing and everything. So it was just a way for me to, I guess, nurture that because I knew it was calling to me. And it was just encouraging to find Jane, especially. She's the one who encouraged me that I could draw and that I could paint, because the only person who was telling me that I couldn't was myself.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it really took like that other person kind of coming alongside you. I mean, like, no, you really can do more than you think you could do.
Yep, totally.
That's cool. But did you start your YouTube journey before you even started taking those classes and stuff?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Like
yeah.
So what made you decide to get on YouTube? So you've been a journaler, you've been crafty like forever, but what made you decide to take the plunge and get on YouTube?
It was actually an accident, kind of. I never intended to continue. Like, okay, let me just back up. Okay, so I got into the Traveler's Notebooks over 2 years ago, and I just loved, I actually, that's my lesson that I'm doing today on Jane's workshop is I'm talking about how small change in organization can really help you in the long run in a big way. So anyway, someone had told me, Allie, you're so creative and you're so good at flying by the seat of your pants. If you were just a little more organized, there's so much more you could do. And that was actually my pastor in the day who told me that. And I took his advice and I started being serious about planning and being intentional about my days and my weeks and everything. And so I got into PhiloFax first, and then I went from PhiloFax to Traveler's Notebooks because it just was more artsy fartsy, and I could do, you know, and I didn't know what to do with all those papers after they came out of the rings. And like the Traveler's Notebook, it's already a book. I can just file it away, and it just worked better for me. And so I got into Traveler's Notebooks, and then there was this thing called One Book July, and I think Carrie Harling and a couple others do it. And I was like, you know, I'm going to try this. I just got my new Traveler's Notebook. It was a personal size, Mr. Darcy from Chic Sparrow, and it was all shiny. And I was like, I want to try. And so I never get on YouTube. I've never really filmed myself. I think I had like one video of me playing the piano or something like that way, way, way back then. And it actually was my husband's YouTube channel. I kind of hijacked his YouTube channel. So I just figured, you know, why not? I'll share my setup of my book. And so I did. And I had such a sweet response from everybody. Like everybody was just like, please keep doing the One Book July videos. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll do it. And I was planning to be done after that month. Like I was like, okay, that was fun, you know?
Yeah.
And, anyway, people were just like, no, keep making videos. So literally I kept making videos because other people like wanted me to.
That's
so I did.
Fun.
And that's it's been fun. Really fun.
Yes. It just, once you get in there, you realize like, oh, there's such a community for this and people really, they want to engage with other people and the inspiration is just so amazing.
Yeah, it was fun. I like it.
Wow, you do a good job. And then that also branched for you into not just YouTube anymore. You're also doing Patreon.
Yeah, so I'm a professional photographer, or was, and that's how I was helping make money. So my husband's a minister, and he gets a bit of support, but we still need, you know, amount to live every month. And so I was helping. I felt like that was part of my ministry to him, is to get him freed up so I would, you know, work as a photographer. And with the demand for the videos getting increasingly more people wanted more videos, I was like, I can't do both. So
yeah,
I basically put it out there that, hey, I'm willing to give up the photography if you guys are willing to pay me.
Yeah.
I can't just do, I'm not making barely anything monetizing the videos.
Yeah.
So I got a good response back. And so I ended up quitting photography and going on Patreon. And I have so many patrons and I'm so thankful for them. And it's because of their support that we're able to get into an apartment. I'm so sorry about my cat. He's like flinging kitty litter everywhere.
No problem. My daughter just woke up and started screaming in the background. So we're even.
It's like so small in here with our little space.
Oh, I can't imagine.
But anyway, that's how that came about, was that they wanted videos. I needed to quit photography, so I started Patreon.
That is fun. Okay, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the how-tos and how you find time and all that kind of thing. I want to take this little break to give a shout out to this episode's podcast sponsor, which is PrepDish. You guys know how much I love PrepDish, and if you're looking for a simple way to get healthy, delicious meals on the table and quickly, then PrepDish.com is the way to go. Now, before I jump into the specifics again, you can go to PrepDish.com/lovely to get that 2-week free trial so you can try it out for yourself and see just how amazing it is. But you guys, I didn't even realize when I got started with PrepDish what a big difference it would make to our family, especially right now, because my littlest daughter has eczema on her arms just horribly, and we're finding that the only thing that is really going to get rid of it is a diet revision. And PrepDish has been my savior in this, because it's really hard for me to figure out how to break from our normal meals, you know, the stuff that your family just kind of gets used to eating all the time and doesn't take you much thought to make.
And to figure out how to revamp all of that and get a diet that's basically gluten-free and paleo is really hard, but PrepDish has taken all the work out of it for me. They offer two different meal plans each week. There's one paleo and one gluten-free. You get all of your shopping lists all put together for you, and then this amazing little prep list where you just take a couple of hours, get everything done, so that when you go to make dinner or even there's some desserts and breakfast, it will just take you 5 to 20 minutes. No big deal. Meals on the table. So I love it from a preparation standpoint, just not having to take a bunch of time to get meals on the table. Plus, it's helping my family be healthier. And you can't put a price on that, you guys. So make sure you head over to prepdish.com/lovely to check out this goodness for yourself. All right, we are back. So I want to talk about, like, how do you meld your art with your faith? Like, how is that specifically been a thing for you that has drawn you close to the Lord? Like, do you do Bible journaling, or do you, like, what is it that you do that you feel like your art has come together with your faith?
Well, I did start, I have one page of Bible journaling done. Shanna from Illustrated Faith sent me some goodies as a gift, and I've done one page. That's it. But how do I say this? I really feel like the Lord wants us to experience what he sees. It says at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. And we so often look to the world for entertainment, yet we don't realize the colors and the sounds and the smells that are, like, literally in the throne room. And mm-hmm. So the Lord's been drawing me to really come close to him and try to experience him. And in that, putting it on paper through color and marks and just different things. So really, prophetic art is kind of how I'm finding the meld from the art and the faith, is doing prophetic art. And it's really cool because we just got invited to minister in Winnipeg, Canada, and that's one of the breakout sessions that I'm doing. I'm teaching on prophetic art and how the Lord wants us to, you know, really put on paper and in all forms, actually, what we can experience in him. I don't know if that makes sense. It's kind of a complex kind of a thought, but I'm just now learning it and stuff.
That's fun. I've seen it. Haven't you sometimes, like, even when you've gone into, like, your worship sessions and stuff, sometimes you'll, like, paint during those? And so you really bring it in.
Yeah, I literally, it is completely creative worship. It's painting worship. There's more ways to worship than with your voice. I mean, worship, you carry worship in your life. And so you can carry that in anything. In your job, you can carry it in anywhere. So, but painting is fun. It's fun to, if the place allows you to bring in some supplies, even if it's just colored pencils or pastels or something, it's really fun to see what can happen as you're in that atmosphere.
Yeah.
And what happens on paper.
Yeah. And even if you don't have a place to be able to do that, even just putting on worship music in the background and just kind of creating that space for yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So have you found that your crafty or artful side has impacted your homeschooling in any way?
Well, I mean, the principle of you become what you behold is definitely true with my kids, because my children see me do this. It's funny because just recently I got into weaving. Like, I've been weaving these little wall art things. Fun. And my son's like, Mom, I want to make one. And so he's weaving. And my husband wanted to knit a hat because he could not find the perfect slouchy hat. So then my other son's like, I want to knit a hat. And so your children become what they behold, which is their parents. So yeah, it's definitely huge, draw on my kids to do more artsy things. They're very creative boys, both of them.
So it's almost like an art lifestyle for your family.
Yeah. We That's just love cool. it. It's just fun.
And how fun for your husband to even get in on it.
I know.
I saw your Instagram little video of him doing it.
Yeah, I tease him a little bit. But hey, if you can't find the perfect hat, you got to knit it yourself.
Yeah, right? You got to do it for yourself. That's fun. So how do you find the time with your other demands, especially as a homeschooler and a wife and a mom and you guys running this ministry? Like, how do you make time in your life for pursuing your art?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not always the best at it, because I'm going to just be honest. I'm not going to lie and say that I'm the best at it, especially when it is part of kind of our income now.
Yeah.
It can be sometimes like I feel pressured, which kind of takes the joy out of it.
Yeah.
But like anything, you do what you value. And I value art. I value making creative space for myself. And because I value it, I just make it a priority. I think everybody, if they were aware of what they spent their time on, mm-hmm. they'd be very surprised. And that's what I'm talking about. My little lesson is that, you know, as soon as you become aware, then you can become accountable for your decisions, and then you can make good changes. So that's kind of how I do it. I have a planner system in where I actually keep track of what I've spent my time on. And it always keeps me accountable so that I can make better decisions in the future days. That's kind of how I do it.
That's really smart.
Yeah, it's how it works for me.
Yeah. And your planner is always, of course, pretty. The pages are always, like, they have splashes of paint and color. And so I'm just wondering, like, I do the same thing with my planner, but I'm wondering, why do you feel like that's important for you? And how could other women kind of get started with doing that?
I call it blobbing color. There's really no rhyme or reason to it. I think I like it because I put my brain on vacation and I really just don't even think about what's happening. So it's kind of like, I don't know, even with my journaling, I always just blob color down without even thinking about it. I think it's just like a primer for what I'm about to do. Whether I journal about the day or document the day, or whether I'm about to prepare for the following week, I just think it's a way to really relax me. And just, especially with watercolor, because that's my main medium that I love to use is watercolor. Mm-hmm. And I use Daniel Smith's, and the way that they blend and interact with each other, it's just really fun to watch. It brings me a lot of joy.
Do you feel that you use a planner more when it's pretty than if it weren't?
Yes, absolutely. It's inviting.
Yes.
It makes you want to look at it.
That's totally what I found when people always ask me, like, why do you spend the time to do that? I'm like, I use it more. It actually becomes more, like, a more legitimate thing when I've put the time in, one, to make it pretty, and then I just want to use it because it is pretty. So I don't see it as being a waste of time. I see it as being an important part of the planning process.
Yeah, you invest yourself in it, and everyone likes to see their stuff. Everyone does. So it's kind of fun to go back, and I like to go back to my other books and just look at the things that I've done, and especially with the journaling, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we all like to go back and look at your old journals, too. Watch your YouTube videos over and over again.
Like, more journal flippers. I'm like, I can't get them done fast enough.
Yeah, full-time job, journaling. That's
right?
Awesome. So if other women are wanting to add more art into their life, and whether it's through just in their planner or actually learning more artistic things like you've been doing with your watercolors and drawing and all that, where should they start?
I always say to people to start very simply, because you don't want to overwhelm yourself. So many people get excited and they'll go out and buy a ton of stuff and then they get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So baby steps is really good. So if you wanted to get started, let's say, you know, adding some color to your planner or starting to journal with a little more color, just getting a nice set of watercolors. I mean, you don't have to get crazy expensive. You can go from like the little circle pans at Michael's that are like $4 all the way to Daniel Smith's, and in between, Jane Davenport has a great one now. So just adding a little bit of color and a paintbrush, like just start there. And then as you excel in that and have fun with that, then you can add more. Because I think a lot of us have a need to fill, you know, a hole. There's always a vacuum that we want to fill.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get too crazy, then you can tend to fill it with product instead of Christ. And so just get the watercolors and then just play. And then again, spend some time with the Lord, see what he wants you to do with them.
Yeah.
And then add more if you like.
Yeah, I think that's really wise advice, especially if you're watching YouTube videos and you see all the different stickers and all the different mixed media supplies, and like it's important to pace yourself, even with trying to figure out what kind of planner you like, because I know that not every planner works for every person. That's why there are so many of them on the market, and I always have women who will just like buy what I bought, and they're like, but this isn't working for me. Well, that's okay,
right?
Because that's, you don't have the same personality as I do, or you know, you need to find what works for you to really pursue it, because it shouldn't be something that's stressful. It should be enjoyable.
Yeah, it should bring you joy. And I'm speaking to myself because I've done that so many times.
Yeah,
and that's
too.
One of the things this year I've decided, like, you know what, especially to moving in the apartment, I'm not gonna be able to purchase any more supplies. Thank goodness for that box Jane sent me. I'm just gonna do more of what I, you know, do less buying and more creating with what I have.
I think that's I've kind of been feeling that same thing too. Like this last year, I stocked up on a lot of stuff because I was really finding my groove with what I liked, but now it's like, okay, simmer down. Quit checking Blitzy, quit going to Michael's and just use what you've got.
Ooh, Blitzy, what's that? I'm just kidding.
My Blitzy addiction. It's like a whole nother show. So not to enable everyone now that we just talked about, you know, only using what you've got. And we know your watercolors are your favorite, but what are some of your other key supplies that it's like, I couldn't live without what?
How many am I allowed?
That's totally up to you.
Oh gosh. Well, like absolutely 100% my Daniel Smith watercolors. And I really enjoy any sort of like water soluble pencil, like graphite pencil. It's a lot of fun to do messy sketches and to play with the water, make shadows and stuff. Those are a lot of fun. And I think the third, if I had to do three, I'm going to make myself do three because I'm going to just be calm. Calm down, Allie. I'm going to say like there's these things that are called Derwent acrylic markers or fine line markers, and they're a lot of fun to add details and just little things. I do a lot of abstract work with those.
Is that sort of like the new ones that Jane just came out with?
Hers are a little different. They're paint like ink.
Okay.
So they're not as pigmented, but they do work. They're really nice. They blend well. But they're not Derwents. Derwents are super pigmented and kind of opaque.
Oh, fun. Okay,
yeah.
So those are your three.
Yes.
So if you were to have to pick one size traveler's notebook, what would be, like, if you had to narrow it down, do a one book again, what would you choose?
Well, actually, I just did a one book. One book.
You're back to one book.
I did. So this is an easy, easy thing. Yes, I am back to one book, and I have filmed my setup, but I haven't posted it yet, but the B6 Slim size is, like, amazing.
That's what
I
just got for Christmas, thanks to you.
Yes.
I saw it and I had a pocket and I was just like, this is too small for me. And I wasn't even sure on the personal. And then I saw your B6 Slim. I was like, that's the answer to all my prayers.
It really is. It's
I got
awesome.
Pemberley Tenerife Sea. I was so excited.
And it's beautiful, kind of like, color. That
yes.
is a beautiful color.
Well, for bold turquoise, there's, you know, I kind of had to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so what can we expect from Allie Brown in the future? Kind of what are some of the endeavors that you're looking towards right now?
Oh, man. Well, I am really focused right now on my move, so it's hard.
Yeah.
But when I'm imagining me being moved in, I'm so thankful I get my own studio in the new place. So I'll have my own room. And so I definitely have goals of having a more consistent filming schedule and consistent lighting. Hello. Like, I'm so tired of the light going crazy where I'm at. And so that would be cool. I would love to, I'm thinking, it's been brewing for a little bit, but I want to come up with possibly a workshop that I offer.
Ooh.
That's, that is something I could offer on my website that would be kind of, you know, you pay for it and then they can have access to the videos and all that stuff.
That would be fun.
So that's something Possibly. I'm not sure if I want to do it with like journaling 101 kind of thing, like for people who haven't even started yet, just kind of condense everything into what I've learned over the years, or if I want to do it more faith kind of thing. I don't know. I feel weird about charging for like a faith type one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see.
That's awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun. I know even those of us who have been doing it for a while would love to even watch a beginner course from you. Because you're so much fun.
Oh, you're so sweet. It would be no different than my other stuff. I'd still be crazy.
Yes, there you go. And that's why we love you. Okay, well, as we wrap up here, I do have some questions that I ask all my first-time guests that are just silly, fun questions that I would love to ask you. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Do you prefer candles or an essential oil diffuser?
Essential oil diffuser for sure.
Awesome. Okay, cloth napkins or paper?
Paper.
Okay, city or country?
Country.
Awesome. Paper or digital?
Paper.
Of course. Like, I shouldn't even bother with that question. That's pretty obvious.
Okay.
Okay, shopping. Do you prefer online or in-store?
Oh, dear. I don't know. I'm such an introvert. Online, probably.
Okay. It's 4 o'clock or whatever time you make dinner and you need a mental break. So do you listen to a podcast or to music?
I don't do either of those things.
Okay. There you go. So chocolate, milk or dark?
Milk.
Okay. Sports or no sports?
I'm really getting into baseball with my boys, but that's just because I have boys, but not really. No, I'm not really into sports.
Okay. Periscope. Would you rather broadcast or watch?
I think I'd rather watch because I get lots of comments and I feel bad when I can't like answer them all.
Yes, that is difficult. Okay, your favorite movie, what would you pick?
Oh gosh,
I know, it's a really hard one.
Oh no, okay, is it The Princess Bride or is it, oh, I don't even know. I'm going to say The Princess Bride.
Okay. That's a great one. You can't go wrong with that one, right?
I know. As you wish.
Okay, so if you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum, 0 is totally not crunchy, and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with dreadlocks and your legs unshaven, where would you put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum?
And 5 was like super uber crunchy, or was that 10?
That was 10.
That was 10. Okay. At heart, I'm a real crunchy, but because of my living situation, I've had to not be crunchy. So definitely with the no shave thing in the wintertime, for sure.
Yes.
It's like, it's got to be an event before I shave my legs. And so like, I'd say maybe like a 6 or 7.
Okay. That sounds good to me. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Allie. We will have links to all of your stuff.
Of course, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I so appreciate it. It's just been so much fun talking with you. So I will talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. I've been having so much fun hearing from so many of you guys. If you ever want to contact me, then make sure you get a hold of me through Instagram or Facebook, or you can also email us at community@cultivatingthelovely.com. Also, if you want to get access to this show's show notes, then just go to boldturquoise.com/27, and we've got all the goodness right there for you. I also want to give a little quick thank you to all of you who've been leaving ratings and reviews on the podcast. It's making such a difference for other people to be able to find the podcast, and I really appreciate all of you. If you haven't done it so far, just hop over to iTunes. You can do it right from your phone. Search for Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. Click on reviews, and you can leave a quick one-sentence review and a rating, and that will help the podcast so much. So thank you to all of you who have done that. We'll have another episode of the podcast coming out in 2 weeks. It'll be another show with Rebecca Sacron as my co-host, and we'll be talking about some fun apps that you can use to really help along your long-distance friendships. But until then, I would love to see you in our Facebook group, or especially in my daily Periscope shows. It's so much fun to interact with everyone and answer questions and cover all sorts of fun topics, so be sure that you catch me over there. All right, ladies, until next time, or on Periscope, go be bold and gracious.